time now for the Shoot Around, presented by Goggin Cold Hall. It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high school to colleges to the NBA. The Shoot Around, presented by Goggin Cold Hall, is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Bud Morris State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Ristorante, the Ohio Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, the United States Army, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Place. Now, here are those hoop junkies and hosts of the Shoot Around, Coach Tom Hodges and Greg Pogue.
It is hour number two of our two-hour Saturday morning broadcast block. It is the Shoot Around presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pogue, Ray Dosky. And it is the, I called it the penultimate.
Word of the day, folks.
And you say we're in the semifinal round.
This is the final four version of the Shoot Around. This is the semifinals.
So if we don't win today, we're not here next
time. Then we do not advance. And I'll be honest with you, I saw Ray plugging in some cords, and there were things lit up over here on the side. I got really nervous, Greg, about the future of the Shoot Around within the last 15 minutes. But somehow, rambling, rocking Ray Dosky's got us online.
It was, you know, some of like, I don't want to make light of it, it was some of those that couldn't play the game because of the pandemic, they just got to buy. We don't want to buy.
We don't want a COVID win.
Yeah, we don't want to. Hey, go ahead.
One of my favorite lines was always to our team, moral victories are for losers.
All right. Well, let's see if we can make it to the finish line tonight, or today, rather. Coming up bottom of the hour, this is cool.
Yeah.
Ole Miss basketball coach Kermit Davis Jr. and his dad, the former Mississippi State coach and Mississippi State player during a very famous time under Babe McCarthy and Bailey Howell and that whole thing. Kermit Jr., Kermit Sr., are both going to join us at 9:30.
Yeah, really neat. Father, son, both coaching, coaching in the state of Mississippi. Kermit played for his dad at Mississippi State, so a lot of different ways that conversation can go. Certainly a neat story. Anxious. This will be a first for us to have a father-son duo with such a rich basketball history.
All right, Ray, hit it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the starting five.
Well, news from West End, after spending 13 seasons an assistant coach at UConn under Hall of Famer Gino Auriemma, 12 Final Four performances, obviously everything that has gone into making UConn, but Vanderbilt has hired Shay Raff. She was part of seven of those as a coach and a player there. The new head basketball coach at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, really good hire for Vanderbilt. I know we talked a little bit last week about it, but I like this hire for Vanderbilt. This is a hire indicative of an AD that played in that sport she was hiring. Shay Raff was, by all accounts, the heir apparent for Gino Auriemma at UConn. Gino, you can't figure, you know, has at most 10 years left. And this is a big time land for Candace Story Lee. She's got a lot of work ahead of her. It is a complete rebuild for the Vanderbilt women's basketball team. But one thing she does have going for her, being Shay Raff, her husband is Tom Garrick. And Tom Garrick was on Melanie Balcom's staff in the heyday of the Balcom years when they were really, really competitive. So Tom already kind of knows the ins and outs of Vanderbilt and the pitfalls and the wins and the losses. So I think he probably pushed his wife of what a great opportunity it is. But nationally, that's a big hire. I think probably one of the best hires she could have made.
Yeah, and the connections is thing, you know, honor of our legend, Jim Foster.
Yeah.
Jim Foster, when he was in Philadelphia at St. Joseph's, Gino Auriemma was on his staff. And so it sort of all comes full circle back to Vanderbilt here. You know, you can get a few players here, there. We don't know what the transfer portal is going to, you know, spit out. We'll figure that out later. But I heard the press conference. I like what she said. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, and if there ever was a time to jump into a rebuilding project, I think it is now. Just talking to some of my friends in college basketball, there's a lot of good players in this transfer portal, and you can help some players really level up their circumstance and situation. So if I'm at Vanderbilt, man, I think there's, when I read last, I think there's over 400 Power 5 players in the transfer portal. So you can go after that now. NCAA passed the one-time transfer rule exemption, so you don't sit out. You can get a program back on track pretty quickly if you land the right talent.
Speaking of that, John Fulkerson, you saw the emotion on senior day of what it meant for him to play there, local kid, and did not have the kind of year he wanted to have, certainly, and nowhere near that junior year where he was second team all SEC. He's decided to come back, and he's not going to count against the 13 scholarship limit. So this will be a sixth year, but that's the eligibility issues with the COVID-19. Now, you add him with the five-star point guard Kennedy Chandler and the kid from Clarksville, another five-star big guy that got the commitment, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, and then a seven-footer and Jonas Adu. Rick Barnes is getting to the one and done. I mean, he had two one and dones this year, right? Springer and Keon Johnson.
It's pretty. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And before that, Jaden Springer, who's a five-star. Yeah. So yeah. They're recruiting, I think, probably is as a shocking's not the right word, but it is impressive. And he's had some staff turnover too. Mm-hmm. That's not easy to recruit at that high level with some staff turnover, guys getting head coaching jobs and moving on. So kudos to Rick Barnes. But you know how much Rick Barnes cares for John Fulkerson. That was apparent all year. Rick Barnes, through coaching moves and just his words, that's a kid he really roots for. So I think part of this was Barnes wanting Fulky to come full circle and really realize his dream season, and Fulkerson to have a little bit better ending than the Omar Payne elbow. You know, if he never plays another game at Tennessee, people probably remember him, unfortunately, just being crushed by Omar Payne with those elbows to the head. So excited about this. I think leadership-wise in the locker room, Rick Barnes has got to feel good about where his locker room's headed now.
NBA draft coming up. The WNBA draft was earlier this week. The number one overall pick going to Dallas, Charlie Collier, from a four-year-old from Texas. Just looking through here, of course, we all learned about Ari McDonald, the guard from Arizona. She was third to Atlanta, rather. And then Renia Davis, number nine, to the Minnesota Lynx. As well, and as you look through this list, and I know a little while ago, Chelsea Perry in the third round to Indiana, and Kyle Schwartz mentioned there's never been an OVC player playing the WNBA. That surprised me.
Yeah,
anyway, anything stand out with the WNBA draft in your mind?
Yeah, really interesting. The WNBA, it is so hard to make a roster. It is so hard to make a roster in the WNBA because there's just not that many spots. You've only got 12 roster spots, and it's not that old of a league. So, you know, it's not like players are retiring left and right. So it is really difficult. Even first rounders are the only picks that are protected. So if you're drafted in the second or third round, the ability just to go to camp is an experience in and of itself. I will say this for the WNBA, the Dallas Wings, probably the biggest winners for the night. They really put together a strong draft. And snagged Dana Evans out of Louisville, that a lot of people thought was going to be a top two or three pick. Yeah, she's two-time ACC Player of the Year. So really like
She dropped to the second round.
Yeah, that was probably the most valued pick right there. Yeah. And they needed a point guard. I mean, they really needed a point guard. So interesting. My favorite team in the WNBA to watch is the Las Vegas Aces. They're outstanding. If you have a chance to watch the Aces, they play a fun brand of basketball, coached by Bill Laimbeer.
Few coaches, Tommy Lloyd, longtime top assistant to Mark Few at Gonzaga. He had been seen as the heir apparent to Mark Few, but Mark Few's not going anywhere anytime soon, I don't think. I mean, he's going to stay until he wins a national championship. So after Arizona fired Sean Miller, Tommy Lloyd, he beat out three alums of Arizona: Damon Stoudemire, who is the Pacific head coach, Arizona assistant Jason Terry, Lakers assistant Miles Simon, and then also Arizona alum Josh Pastner. Where's he? Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, he interviewed. So what do you think about this hire? Seems like a pretty good hire.
Yeah, I think it for them, for Arizona, it really allows them to turn the page quickly. You know, this has been a four-year cloud since the NCAA and Book Richardson and the whole gamut, and Arizona has been at the forefront of that. So I believe this probably helps them as much as anything turn the page. I was surprised. I mean, it's always been said, and even in writing, that Tommy Lloyd was the next Gonzaga guy. You watch them through the tournament. It was a 1-2 punch. Few was standing up, and Lloyd was right behind him, like the whole tournament. So very interesting, and especially with the success Gonzaga has had and is set up for. But you know, is Arizona in still in that blue blood? You know,
the Lou Dosen era day stuff.
Yeah, I mean, do you regard them as that?
No, but I think they can be there.
Yeah,
but
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, they're with the Pac-12 being what it is, they're kind of on the fringe right now, wanting to get back into that blood. And with what we saw out of UCLA and Mick Cronin, it'll be interesting to see how they chart forward.
One other coach, a week after firing John Brannon, Cincinnati goes with UNC Greensboro's. Greensboro's Wes Miller. He was a finalist at his alma mater, North Carolina. We sort of figured he probably wouldn't get that job, but they thought enough of him to give him the interview, obviously. But and he's done a really nice job at UNC Greensboro, just tournament. And Cincinnati thinks of itself like, we want to be a national player. They want to be Louisville,
yeah,
quite frankly.
Yeah, and Oscar Robertson in walking through the door.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Or Kenyon Martin.
Yeah.
Or Bob Huggins.
Bobby Hug. it's interesting. You know, Brannon was facing a rebuild this year after winning an AAC title in his first year. Interesting development that they had in Cincinnati. Now, I'll say this for Wes Miller. I've watched his teams. His teams are really, really good. When Casey Alexander made the run to the NIT finals, they played Greensboro, I believe, in maybe the quarters or the second round. I remember watching that game. I was really impressed with Wes Miller and that team. So I think that's probably a good fit. He's not even 40 yet. And is already close to 200 wins. So pretty impressive.
Well, that is our starting five still to come. We will have the two-man weave.
The slowest fast-breaking radio.
And, hey, Ray, what do you say about the NBA? And at the bottom of the hour, Ole Miss basketball coach Kermit Davis and his father, the former Mississippi State coach, player, and coach Kermit Davis Sr. All of that on the shoot-around presented by Goggin Coldhall.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Coldhall. Goggin Coldhall operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Coldhall, the coldest team in town.
Budmore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Budmore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb Apartment Communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamSportsGrill.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It works out the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
It is the Shoot Around presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pogue, and Ray Adosky. Bottom of the hour. I'm looking forward to it. Our U.S. Army feature today will be Ole Miss basketball coach Kermit Davis, of course, former MTSU coach, and his father, Kermit Davis Sr., former head coach at Mississippi State, former player for Babe McCarthy at Mississippi State. So I'm looking forward to that. Kermit Sr. is just a fun guy, and a basketball family. You ready, Ray? Hit it.
This is the two-man weave, the slowest fast break in radio.
But I didn't know.
I love it.
I didn't know if he wasn't, it. You know.
Got to keep rocking Ray on his toes.
You know, it always intrigues me in Hall of Fames who the Hall of Fame inductees, this is all sports, who they choose to induct them.
Yeah.
And the news came out this week that Kobe will be presented by Michael Jordan, which I think is a really nice touch. But I was going to go through some of these and just some of the Kobe Bryant. And by the way, Saturday, May 15th in the Mohegan Sun.
Absolutely. This list you're about to go over, it always impresses me how these folks aren't in. I mean, that's how exclusive the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame is. I mean, these names are synonymous with basketball, and they're not in. They're just now entering the hall.
Well, Kobe posthumously, obviously, with that will be presented. Tamika Catchings, obviously the former Lady Vol, presented by Alonzo Mourning and Dawn Staley. Yeah, I just wonder the connects.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, that's part of the tune-in, just to see those stories, because the presenters always have great stories.
Yeah. Tim Duncan, this is a natural, will be presented by David Robinson.
Twin Towers.
Yep. Kevin Garnett by Isaiah Thomas. I didn't even think they'd let him near that. But Isaiah Thomas.
Turn his mic off.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas presenting Kevin Garnett.
Yeah. And of course,
they never played together, right?
No. Of course, KG was one of the last high school players, you know, to really hit it big. Mm-hmm. I think he came out in 95 for the Timberwolves. But I don't know that connection with Isaiah Thomas. Interesting.
Yep. Here's one. Baylor coach Kim Mulkey presented by Michael Jordan.
Again, Kim Mulkey from Louisiana Tech, and that blue blood and basketball Hall of Fame rich program, don't know the connection there with Michael Jordan. That's enough right there, number one, to hear Kim's speech, because if you've never heard her speak, she's going to give you a soundbite or 10. And to see that connection with Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time.
Yeah, she made a stir at the Final Four saying, drop the testing, right? Remember that? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Barbara Stevens, presented by Gino Auriemma and Muffet McGraw. No surprise there. Eddie Sutton. Of course, Arkansas, Kentucky. Eddie Sutton should have already been in this thing.
Yeah, probably how Kentucky ended probably delayed his entry in there. But you can't tell the story of basketball in college without Eddie Sutton and their family.
Well, John Calipari, obviously. Bill Self, who was on his staff when he was at Tulsa, I believe. Yeah, before Eddie took the Arkansas job. And Sidney Moncrief, one of the great Hogs of all time, doing that. Rudy Tomjanovich.
Rudy T.
And these are natural. Calvin Murphy. Where'd Calvin Murphy, you know, play college ball?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say pro basketball. I have no idea.
Niagara.
I would not have gotten that right.
Niagara. Hakeem Olajuwon. Of course, Rudy Tomjanovich, famous for Felix Washington.
Yeah, having a hard face.
Yes, destroyed his face with a punch.
But never underestimate the heart of a champion. That was one of the great taglines in all of NBA history. Rudy T, back-to-back champions with the Houston Rockets.
Yep. And one other thing here before we get to, hey, Ray, what do you say? Take that ball the other way. No.
Please.
Yeah.
We've got to get to the finals.
Dwayne Wade is now going to be an active part owner of the Utah Jazz. And you'd seen other, you know, people like, well, obviously Michael Jordan is the majority owner of Charlotte. Shaq in Sacramento, Grant Hill in Atlanta. We'll see how that shakes out with now he's doing all the basketball stuff. But we see in even other sports, Patrick Mahomes, part owner of the Kansas City Royals. Yeah. Or, you know, now
the WNBA took on some NBA ownership, some players in the NBA when they had the dust up in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, there was a bid of NBA players to buy them. But Dwayne Wade is really a renaissance man. This is not, quite honestly, it was probably multiple teams lining up for his services because he's a great brand name and a great representative for the league. So it'll be interesting. I'd say he'll be pretty hands-on.
Okay, Ray, hit it.
Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for Hey Ray, what do you say about the NBA?
Let's go.
So is Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic running away with the MVP this year? Jokic has not missed a game this season. He took 90 of the first 101 votes in the latest ESPN straw poll, which was conducted this past weekend. Now, he's got a huge feat because he just lost Jamal Murray, who was just taken out for the rest of the season with a tore ACL in last week's Golden State Warriors loss. And now they have to basically have to reshuffle, if you will. In Denver's first game since Murray's injury, Jokic was able to post his 15th triple-double and 17 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, and 123 and 116 win versus the Miami Heat. No, whatever. But you also can make a case of Steph Curry, who's been going crazy. He's averaged over 30 points a game over the last 9 games, and they're basically running around on the 8th seed. Then you also have to look at, okay, there's another player coming back. His name is Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid has basically been 3 out of 4. He's been averaging over 30 points a game. He's averaged 35 points against the Nets. You can't say that he's not been stellar since his return. 76 has been great. Joel Embiid is my pick. Book it. I'll take the points. That's it.
All right. If we're the slowest fast break in radio, that's the longest minute in radio.
Good take, Ray. I like Embiid. Okay, good. All right, let's go. Let's move forward. It will be, after the break, our U.S. Army feature with Ole Miss basketball coach Kermit Davis and his father, Kermit Davis Sr.
Budmore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Budmore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
All 5 Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Hey,
It is the Shoot Around presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pogue, Ray Dosky producing the Millennial Sports Morning, 10 to noon this morning. And in Vanderbilt baseball this afternoon, Kumar Rocker with the win last night. Didn't have his best stuff, only went 7 innings, 2 hits.
He gave up 2 hits.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, Corbs has got to bench this guy.
So today at 3 o'clock with Jack Leiter, and then tomorrow as well up at Tennessee. So we'll have all three of those games. Well, this is going to be a treat. First off, let's bring in Kermit Davis. He, former MTSU basketball coach, now at Ole Miss. Good morning, Kermit. How you doing?
Morning, Coach.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Greg. Good to be with you guys. Doing well, just at home and watching a little golf. I got a golf tournament on the course where I live in today. I'm not playing. They wouldn't let me play. My handicap's too high. They're watching a little bit from the window.
So they let you watch. That's good.
They let you watch and maybe serve them a few cocktails later on today. That's about what I'll do on the course.
And I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to introduce our other guest on right now. Go ahead, Kermit.
Well, it's a pleasure for me. You know, when you can call your dad, he's 85 years old, your best friend, and you've got a heck of a life. And, you know, I introduce him as the 1970 SEC Coach of the Year. Now he lives in Tupelo, and he is kind of my associate head coach at Ole Miss. So we call him Big Kerm right here in Mississippi. And so, Dad, great to have you with us. You're with a couple of great guys, Tom and Greg.
Well, don't y'all get upset, because I'll probably forget what we're talking about here in the next couple of minutes.
That just means you're in good company.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's good to have the opportunity to speak to y'all. And then Greg, your name Pogue. Where are you from?
Kentucky. I'm a Kentucky Pogue.
Okay. Well, I had one of my best friends was John Pogue from up in Senatobia that played a little basketball at Mississippi State when I was there. But anyway, well, it's great that I get an opportunity to visit with you a little bit, and I know y'all, it's unreal. I coached for a number of years and love coaching. I played and loved playing. And the thing that got me the most nervous was watching Kermit and his brother Bill play. And then that wasn't near as tough as watching a game with Kermit coaching.
Yep.
So it's just, you know how you pull for your children and the whole deal. But it's a pleasure to have him back close to home and where we have an opportunity to go see him play. And it's great to get an opportunity to visit with y'all.
Well, we're going to jump in. It's Big Kerm and Little Kerm the rest of the way, okay? Because that's the...
All right.
Now, Big Kerm, tell me, was Little Kerm a better coach or a better basketball player?
That's not even.
I think he's the best basketball player.
I know fathers like to brag on their sons when they play, but please don't get this one wrong. I think it's pretty easy to there.
Oh, me. No, it was really fun to watch him play. But I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday and talking about, you know, him playing, and then now he's coaching his sons, 8, 9, and 11 years old, and you know how nervous he gets, and that's just the way it is, and y'all probably know that. But it's been a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to see Kermit and Bill playing, and now especially to watch Kermit's teams play.
Yeah, Big Kerm, I was just fortunate enough to work alongside of your son for 10 years of his 16-year tenure at MTSU, and I can attest of just the best men's basketball coach I've ever been around in college basketball. But I'm in an interesting spot now. I kind of mirror what you guys are going through. I'm a third, so I'm Little Tom in my circle. And now I'm in our family business working with my father. So I want you guys, take us inside a basketball conversation between the coaches Davis and who comes out on top on that when there may or may not be an agreement or disagreement.
And Kerm Jr., we'll start with you.
All right. You know, we talk about every day. And you know, from Dad's carport, guys, to the pavilions, about 50 minutes. So for him and Mom to be able to get all of them to the games, and, you know, such a great place to watch. But we'll, every time when he goes, I do all of my media stuff. And it's about a 50-minute drive back home, obviously. So I'll call him when my radio show is over. And usually get him about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll kind of go over the game. And, you know, we love talking. He loves talking about guys I should have played. You know, I need to play more. And, but he is. He's still got a great basketball mind, and he loves coming to watch practice. But he still wins it. And there's no doubt that I'm still the second-best coach in this family. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, Big Kern,
I disagree with that. He's better than the old man was, you know. But we've had, it was unreal when he was growing up, and Bill had come to the Coliseum and shoot and play, and just how he would get involved, you know, about, you know, just playing the game. And then when he got ready to go to college, he graduated Mississippi State, played there a while, and then he got ready to this last year. Excuse me, we talked about him going to getting his the fifth year, getting his master's.
Yep.
So he said, "Well, Dad, what do you think I'm? What am I going to major?" I said, "Well, I might get you in a." In school, and maybe business school, because I always told them they need to really get, maybe just get out of physical education and get in business. And he looked at me and he said, "Dad, the one thing I want you to know, and you know it, you know what I want to do. All I want to do is coach." I said, "Well, that's fine, that's fine." So I talked with the other guy, administration and education, and he went ahead and graduated. And the thing that I was proud of, the first job he got, he was like 23 years old, and he went to Southwest Junior College as a head basketball coach. And I'll never forget going to see him play, and he'd be sitting over there, and I'd forget looking over there whether he was one of the players, or, you know, or the coach. He wasn't. He didn't look any older than the rest of them, you know.
Dad, and you know, you talked about the business. And I promise you this: the only reason I got that job is I could teach two business classes. I'm serious. There was guys more qualified than me. And you remember Coach Holmes, Dad, who was the president, great, great man.
Oh yeah, great guy.
To death, But I taught two business classes, and I mean, that dean was all over me because I wasn't the greatest business teacher by any means. That was harder than coaching basketball, but that's great advice because it got me my first job, I promise you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, coaching is really something, and me and Kermit talk about this. Y'all remember Coach Rupp. Coach Rupp was coaching there when I was the first player that Coach McCarthy signed at Mississippi State. When he became the head coach, and boy, you mentioned Kentucky, and mentioned Adolph Rupp, and everybody kind of got nervous, and he and Babe and Coach Rupp didn't get along to begin with, because we would hold the ball, and Coach Rupp didn't like that. But ended up, I coached, and he was when Coach Rupp was coaching, and we got to be good friends, and I'd tell y'all a little story. One time, I went to the NCAA. Fowles was up in St. Louis. I believe that's right. And Memphis State was playing
UCLA.
Yeah.
UCLA.
Yeah, Larry Finch and that crew. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They were tough. But anyway, when I went in the hotel where I was staying, as I was walking through, Coach Rupp was over there. And he excuse me, he talked, you know, kind of funny. He says, "Kermit, where are you going?" I said, "Well, I'm going to go up and just put my clothes up and come back down." He says, "Well, I'll just wait right here when you get back." So I went back down there. So he went up and he said, "What do you want to do?" I said, "Well, you want to go down here? I said, they got a little place that told me right down here, oh, Joe Dean and him has got a deal open. He says, Kermit, they don't have nothing but Coca-Cola's down there. Really? Yeah. Well, we ended up, we found out, went upstairs, and they had a place up there, and we go in, and he got a vodka and water, and I got some kind of, I don't know.
I know you're drinking bourbon. Scotch, but you're drinking.
Yeah, I had a little scotch. Anyway, he said he just wanted one. So we got ready to go. He says, I believe I'll have one more. I'll take it with me. So we went down, walking down the hall. And I mean, you just have to be around Coach Rupp to know what kind of fellow he was. And he was kind of on the committee of the NCAA, you know, Final Four deal. And he told me, he says, Kermit, why don't you go with me? He said, I'll let you have my tickets. I don't have to use them. And, you know, mine's probably a little better than the ones you got. I said, okay, thanks, Coach. So we walked down, and we go down there, and the hotel deal was where you kind of walk across the floor and go up another side over there. So we started to get out of the elevator, and he says, Kermit, do you mind taking my drink? We're going to walk across the deal there. He said, you know you're not quite as well known as me. I mean, he just tell you, I said, okay. So he told me the damn truth. He gave me his two tickets. And then we went out to the ball game, the whole deal. But he really was. He was some kind of guy.
Kermit Jr., Ole Miss, and Kermit Sr., head coach of Mississippi State, played at Mississippi State for, as he just said, the legendary Babe McCarthy. Kermit, we'll talk a little bit about this season. How disappointing was, I know you got the win coming back to play at MTSU back in mid-December, but no one was there to see it, and it was going, not a coronation, but a homecoming. And I know a lot of friends were wanting to come out and see you and have any friends that you had made during you and Betty and the girls, Claire and Allie, and especially Allie, who's
the queen
of Murphy Center. Yeah, it would have been nice to have a lot of people there to, but you know, that's the way things were this year.
Yeah, it was. COVID was different, and you know, I'll say this about Tom, and you know, and we were lucky, Tom. There was a bunch of winning going on in men and women's basketball. You guys were so good with Rick, and I always appreciate so much how you guys welcomed Allie. And I'm telling you, Tom, she still watches every single Blue Raider women's game. She does. I'm not telling you. She gets on her iPad. She's listening to it. She follows it. And it was just from those days when Rick and all you guys, so accommodating to her, and She loved going. But yeah, it was. COVID was just, it was different. You know, it was just throughout the year. I always say it. I was so impressed by the men and women college basketball players across the country, just how hard they played with no atmosphere for nearly all year long. And I think that's just a tribute to how much they really wanted to play. And so it's going to be nice. You know, baseball right now here is full capacity, which is good. It's going to be full capacity for football, and we expect the same for basketball. So it'll be nice to get everybody back in the pavilion and throughout college basketball next year.
Yeah, Coach, to kind of bridge that gap, I'll say this, then I'll get to my question. I thought one of the best coached and strategically managed games I watched all year long was your home game against Tennessee in that second half and changing to the half-court trap. I still tell people the way that game was manipulated and really managed by yourself and your staff, just outstanding. I just wanted to throw that in. But here's my question. So it's my opinion now, and Big Kerm has already alluded to it. You know, what made the SEC great back in the day was your personalities and your coaching. You know, you could one name was synonymous with each school. I think we're getting back to that now with the SEC, and you both can talk to this, of how great the coaching is on the sideline, both back in your day, Big Kerm, and right now, Coach Davis, what you're seeing every night at Ole Miss.
Yeah, and, Dad, you can kind of start it out and talk about, you know, from Ray Mears at Tennessee and some of those really good coaches back when you were in the SEC.
Oh, it was really good. Coach Mears, when you played Tennessee, you know, they would kind of hold the ball and do a lot of things. But he was a really, really a heck of a coach. And old Joe B. Hall, after Coach Rupp left at Kentucky. But throughout the SEC, there was really some good coaches. And you had to get ready because you could get beat, you know, any time. And that's the way. That's the way it is right now with Kermit and them, that they're the good coaches and good players, you know, in the SEC. It's amazing to me, you know, just how things has changed since the time I coached. And one of the big things is the way players can play one year and then move with Ole Miss and go the next year to Mississippi State and play. And you couldn't do that back, you know, when I was coaching. You had to get out, and you just didn't see that much. But it really has. It's a very tough thing, and it's a lot of good players and a lot of good coaches, not only in the SEC, but throughout the country. And I really, really enjoy going to see, you know, the basketball games. And over at Ole Miss, they've got as fine a facility it is as anywhere you go. And it's no doubt about it, just how nice it is. And it's crazy, but y'all know well, you know, how it is with your family. You know, I love Mississippi State, played there. Kermit played there. And rather beat Ole Miss than anybody when I was coaching. But some of the best friends, really, that I had was Ole Miss. Guys that played over there, went to school there. And the same way throughout the SEC, you know, it's just a great, great conference and a great place to be, to coach and to play.
Well, you know,
one thing has changed.
Go ahead, Kerm.
Greg, hey, I'm sorry.
No,
Dad,
go.
Tell them, Dad, what was the most you made at Mississippi State as the head coach? The pay has gone up just a tad since Dad has coached. What's the most you made?
Now, there was so much I can't remember. No, you know, I think the biggest salary I had was coaching was $25,000 a year.
Wow.
At 77. And then when I left him, I just went with the Bulldog Club fundraising. And it wasn't long till I was, you know, making $55,000 a year. But that is a little bit of change of what's going on now in coaching. But $25,000 a year.
Allie wouldn't work for that right now.
Pardon?
Allie wouldn't work for that right now, Coach.
Well, hell no, not over a week or two. No, you're exactly right about that.
Yeah, I read a quote Big Kerm, I kid Kerm about it now. Hell, he makes more in half a week than I made in a year.
That's right. That's right. And look, that's true. And that's about the truth throughout the country. You know, it's just the way it was. But it wasn't Mississippi State wasn't paying an awful lot. But really, football made more. But it's gone up, and I'm really proud because it's deserving. That's good.
Now, Big Kerm, you almost went to Ole Miss, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, when I was in high school, I went down to Ole Miss my junior year, and, you know, they didn't have the deals they had, and then stayed, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, and I had planned to go, and then that's when Coach McCarthy, we was playing in a ball and tournament, and he walked up to me over there after the semifinal game. We were going to play championship game the next day, and and shook hands with him. He had called. He was the official. He had called some games when I played, and he asked me where I thought I was going to school. And I told him I thought I was going to go to Ole Miss. He said, "Well, I need to talk to you." He said, I'd kind of wish you'd go to Mississippi State. He said, "It's a fella that's going to go down there. He knows you, and you know him. I think y'all get along fine, and I really believe you think about that." So I went home and talked to my mother and daddy about it. I go back over there, and I said, he was there at the finals, and I said, "You talked about me going to Mississippi State, but I'd like to know who the coach is going to be." He said, "Well, let me come and talk to you." And so we went down to the dressing room, and he looked at me and he said, "Kermit, I'm going to be the coach at Mississippi State." So we shook hands right there in the old Baldwin dressing room and shook hands and said, "Well, that'll be great. I'd love to go." And so that's the way I went to Mississippi State.
All right, who's got company? Kerm, Big Kerm or Little Kerm? Who's got the company coming in?
Matter of fact, it's me. I got a guy coming in that's going to. I got good. Wait a minute. Good to see you. Have a good time. I've got baseball tickets.
Baseball tickets.
Ole Miss is playing.
That's awesome.
Today, tomorrow.
We're
going to
get
some.
Yeah, I used my
tickets.
Bulldogs today. I know that.
So he's coming to pick them up.
Oh, me.
That'll be a big deal down there today, man. Ole Miss and Mississippi State both seats about 12,000, and that thing will be rocking and rolling. It'll be full.
I just thought it was one of those golfers looking for a drink, Little Kerm. So.
No, not yet.
Little drink, I'd ought to drink it. No, I'm just kidding you. I don't do that, darling, anymore.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, we got to go. We could sit here all day long. And one of the coolest things that I've ever with Big Kerm, I gave him I bought a Pete Maravich bio, gave it to him, and I went and bought another one.
Well, that's fantastic. I won't ever forget that.
Yep. We were stuck on a plane in St. Thomas or somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's I really appreciate having the opportunity to get to visit with y'all, and that's good. That really is. And I hope you continue to do what you're doing, because you do a hell of a job in it, I guarantee you.
Kerm Jr., thank you, man. You know who the star of this interview was. You knew that going in.
Well, you know, no doubt about that. I'm so glad you had us both on the time. Great to hear your voice, Greg. Appreciate you. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right. I'll be by about 4 for that cocktail. So, anyway.
Come on.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Hey, right. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man.
Kermit. Kermit and Kermit.
Too cool, man.
Man.
We say it every week. I took it out of your mouth. We say it every week.
Go tell Zach his show's starting at 11.
Golly, that's so good. I mean, an Adolph Rupp story for the ages. Yeah. Tremendous.
Let's take a break. Sports Radio. The Shootaround presented by Coca-Cola. This is the penultimate, Tom. Next Saturday, we wrap this entire thing up, and it's been a good run. We started the first Saturday in December, and we're already thinking about bigger and better things.
Yeah, what a season. Been fun to traverse this season with you and certainly get through a full gamut of college basketball. Still got pro basketball going on, but... What better topic to chalk up and really dissect? We've just had tremendous legend spotlights of the week that already, like you said, we're planning on bigger, better, broader for next season.
Yeah, it was fun and in a unique year, certainly you know, this pandemic, you know, I know you coached for 20 years. Yep. You could, and you were out, obviously, this year, but you were so close to everybody who's in it. Just everything that they had to put up with.
Yeah, it amazes me what the student-athletes had to deal with, what the coaches had to deal with, what your support staff, your administration, your ADs on down had to deal with. So really tough season, but kudos to everyone involved with putting sports out on a field, out on a court, and certainly with those responsible for putting their team in a position to win and compete so that we can all enjoy it.
Well, that's from the high schools all the way through. Both the high schools got in all their state tournaments. Yep. And with that, the NCAA, men, women, and got all of that. And
a high level of play.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought this year we might see diminished play because you had no preseason. You had no individual skill development in the summer. So we saw some of the younger teams like your Kentuckys and your Dukes that were so reliant on one and dones. Those guys didn't have the season that they thought, but, man, it made for – such compelling storylines, both in men's and women's college basketball and boys and girls high school basketball here in Tennessee.
All right, Ray, you're the director. Is that our out music? All right. Hey, coming up this afternoon.
That's not Ray's fault, folks. It's not Ray's fault. He can't hide it. He can't hide being this good. We've got lights. We got buzzers. We got cameras in here. It's just wild. It's wild in the National Sports Radio studios.
Somebody just needs to feed the little squirrels that keep us going in their
the hamsters.
The hamsters.
That's right.
They're spinning as fast as they can. Hey, coming up next, Zach Williams, Millennial Sports Morning. Vanderbilt baseball this afternoon. Jack Leiter, that is at 3 o'clock, 2:45, the pregame. Of course, last night, Vanderbilt won the first game of that. So everybody have a great weekend.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The funeral of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, taking place right now at St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Queen Elizabeth II is one of just 30 mourners in the chapel. The funeral services are scaled down because of the pandemic. ABC's James Longman in London has more.
People really still look back on the work that he achieved across the Commonwealth, visiting over 229 countries, really focusing on that role.